7. Energy at work. These large solar panels represent our commitment to green energy. In front of you are 4 solar panels, also known as photovoltaic arrays or PV arrays, each one 10 feet across and 20 feet tall. The dark blue panels are raised on metal poles so that the bottom of each array is 4 feet off the ground, and each array is tilted at an angle toward the sun. We believe that solar panels can and should be located in many places, including roofs, yards, and nature centers, to model responsible practices and contribute toward energy conservation. To reduce the threat of climate change, we support measures that increase energy conservation and efficiency, and policies that result in the responsible production of renewable energy resources. Mass Audubon leads by example statewide. We have cut our carbon emissions by more than 40% since 2003. How does climate change happen? Normally, the sun's rays shine down and heat the Earth, and the heat that is not absorbed is reflected back into space. Additional carbon dioxide emissions released into the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels act like a heat-trapping blanket, preventing the excess heat from escaping and causing a rise in global temperatures. Rapid increases in global temperatures will lead to rising sea levels and disruption of habitats for people and wildlife all over the world. The ground-mounted solar panels in front of you, combined with photovoltaic shingles on the Nature Center and roof-mounted arrays on our garage, produce about 24 kilowatts of energy. We produce enough energy to power 12 medium-sized energy-efficient houses, or 5 larger, less efficient houses. Our solar panels produce about 20% of the energy we need, so we're not able to sell excess electricity back to the utility company. We will continue our efforts to produce all of our own electricity. Want to lower your energy costs long-term? Mass Audubon has resources that can help you reduce your carbon emissions, save you money, and even increase your quality of life. Since we all need to use energy, we invite you to find ways to be a responsible manager for your part of the world. To get to stop number 8, follow the rope guide back to the trail and turn right. Continue along the trail for 180 feet. Stop number 8 is ahead on the right.